Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 29 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips on how to save more money and live well. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to look at the importance of maintaining the spending power of your savings. Now, I'm emphasising spending power rather than saying value. This is because when you think about the rate of interest that you are earning on your savings, you can't think about that in isolation. You have to compare the rate of interest you receive on your savings to the rate of inflation. At present, in early 2013, the rate of inflation, retail price index, is running at around 3%. This means that prices on average have increased by 3% in the last 12 months. This means that you would need to have earned a rate of interest of at least 3% on your savings to maintain the spending power of your savings. Yes, your savings might have gone up in value by a few hundred pounds in interest, but if they buy you less, then they've lost real value. So how many savings accounts in the UK are paying 3%, bearing in mind that to equal the rate of inflation, just to maintain the spending power of your savings, never mind increase their value, you need to earn 3% gross. If you earn 3% interest on savings as a basic rate taxpayer, you're going to pay 20% of 3%, which is 0.6% in tax. That means your interest, your net interest, will only be 2.4%, so your savings are losing spending power. Now, one way to get tax-free savings is to use your cash ISA, individual savings account, ISA, allowance. Every adult can put a set amount of money into a tax-free savings account in each tax year. The present cash ISA limit is £5,640, so you can put this amount of money into a cash ISA account and pay no tax on the interest. From the 6th of April 2013, that allowance will go up to £5,760. I did manage to find one only cash ISA paying 3%, which would mean you can maintain the value of your savings in the UK. That was with First Direct. However, and it is a big however, you need to have cash ISA savings of at least £40,000 to get this rate. So you would have to have accumulated cash ISAs from a few different tax years to have them in a pot worth at least £40,000 that you could transfer in to get 3%. If you have less than £40,000 in your cash ISA savings, the highest current rate I could find is 2.8% with the Coventry 60-day notice cash ISA. Now, although that's technically a variable rate of interest, it is guaranteed until the 31st of December 2013. However, you can only put this current tax year's cash ISA allowance into that account. It doesn't allow any transfers. So who knows what's happening to the rate of inflation? Will it stay the same? Will it go up? Will it go down? But you're going to, assuming it stays around the same, 2.8% of the Coventry account, you're still going to be losing a bit of value in your savings. But it's amazing. Every week it seems that interest rates on savings are falling in the UK. One of the best accounts until recently was the Marks and Spencer's Bank Advantage Cash ISA, and they have just announced that they won't take new customers in this account. New customers can only apply for M&S fixed rate cash ISAs, which are paying such a low rate of interest that I don't think anybody will want them. new customers can't open the cash, the Advantage Cash ISA, which is paying 2.75%, but dropping in early March to 2.25%. Existing customers can top that up, but again, below the rate of inflation. There's one other account where, in theory, if you're not working, maybe you have a small pension, so you've some of your tax-free threshold left, that you could end up with 3%, and that is in a current account, which sounds very strange that you can get a reasonable, well, by today's standards, rate of interest on savings in a current account. However, the Santander 123 cashback current account is paying 3% on savings that you hold in the current account, but only between the value of £3,000 up to £20,000. But it's not as straightforward as that. Obviously, if you have to pay tax on the 3%, you won't get that gross. If you have got enough of a tax threshold left to avoid paying tax, you would need to open this current account, which has a £2 a month fee. However, you would probably be able to earn back the monthly fee from the cash back that you get by paying household direct debits from the Santander 123 cashback account. So if you could cover your costs, plus, as I mentioned, you don't get 3% on all your savings. It's just on savings between 3 and 20,000. So if you had that amount of money that you put into the account, you would get 3% interest. It's instant access. You're not having to tie your money up. So it could be worth looking at, especially as at the moment they're paying a £100 welcome bonus. But it's complicated. In some ways you want to have your finances along the keep it simple KISS principle, and the Santander 123 account, it's not simple. But with interest rates heading ever downwards, if Santander do maintain that 3% on savings, the issue I have with it is if I change my current account, move over all my direct debits, whatever, that then Santander could say, sorry, next month the savings, the rate of interest that you get on money in the current account is going down to 2% or something. But it's something worth considering for instant access savings, because, I mean, Santander on their instant access e-saver account are only paying 1.5%, which is pathetic. Amazing that with the same bank you can get 3% on savings you hold in a current account and only 1.5% in a savings account. But that's the way things are. And if you need a reasonable rate of interest on instant access funds, then Santander 123 cashback account could be worth looking at. All this just illustrates how almost impossible it is to maintain the value of the spending power of your savings. And if inflation doesn't fall or interest rates go up soon, this could be the environment we're in for a few years. We're fortunate at the moment, we've got most of our savings tied up in fixed rate accounts which are earning at least 4%, but they all mature next year. So with the possibility of interest rates keeping falling, especially in 2014, goodness knows what we're going to do with our savings when these fixed rate accounts mature next year, because I can't see interest rates really picking up. You just have to be prepared to do a bit of research, spend the time doing it, and then shunt your money around, because a lot of accounts have bonuses for, say, 12 months. So you just need to keep a note in your diary whenever a couple of weeks before the 12 months is up. Search around for the best possible account, always being aware that you maybe shouldn't tie your money up for too long, because on fixed rate accounts there can be penalties to access, or you just can't access them. You've got to close the whole account and lose interest. So it is a bit of a minefield. It's definitely worth spending time, but always bear in mind you're trying to at least maintain the value of your savings. So the rate of interest that you get after tax, if you have to pay tax, has to be as close to the rate of inflation as is possible at that time for you to maintain the spending power of your savings. You can read more about these accounts on Help Me to Save at www.helpmetosave.com. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and come to the site to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. Thanks very much for listening. Do join us again soon. Goodbye.